Physicians who suffer feelings of burnout and depression provide less quality care for their patients. That's according to the latest research, which also finds that doctors' ability to empathize directly impacts their patient outcomes. Bento Suarez saw that correlation play out in a deeply personal case.
I was married for 25 years and I lost my wife to cancer, and it was a very aggressive cancer that took her life in 14 months.
As those months progressed, Suarez witnessed firsthand how even the most experienced and caring physicians can struggle. In particular, he says, the transition from when a drug can still be offered to the point where treatment is no longer possible.
The time when you most need, you want that person to remain involved, to remain present.
Suarez is Senior Associate Dean for Research, and he heads the Department of Cancer Biology and Pharmacology at the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. From that perspective, Suarez says he understands why doctors may cut off emotions in an act of self-preservation. But he says the research has revealed that response is neither helpful for the provider nor for the patient.
We have been predominantly concerned with the technical skills and the knowledge that are required for the practice of medicine. But we forget that there's an individual delivering that.
Bento Suarez is proposing a solution that requires a new mindset. Meditation. Suarez is leading an effort to bring a research-backed method, cognitively based compassion training, to the medical school and expand it to other institutions in Peoria. A CBCT meditation session begins as you might expect.
First, settle our awareness gently on the unfolding sensations of breathing.
A meditation instructor's voice guides listeners into a relaxed state, starting with physical aspects like posture and breath. Then it progresses to the mind, instructing the listener to witness their thoughts
as they unfold in the present moment, without identifying with them or becoming entangled.
The CBCT philosophy is essentially that while pain is an inevitable part of being human, people have the ability to harness their emotions and control how they relate to suffering.
Compassion is a skill, you know, that can be trained and you get better, like the language.
That's Emory University professor Lobsang Negi, who's also a former Buddhist monk. He developed the CBCT method at Emory in response to the alarming rates of depression and anxiety among medical students. Negi says holding on to negative thoughts manifests as anxiety and depression, which can escalate, leading to destructive behaviors like drug abuse or suicide.
Then it gets kind of buried, you know, denied, but your brain doesn't work that way. And then it becomes too much, then it needs to have some outlet.
Five UI Comp instructors are completing the certification in Negi's research-backed protocol, so they'll be able to offer CBCT to incoming medical students, residents, and faculty. But to get better, there has to be a willingness. Doctors are notoriously reluctant to seek mental health treatment, sometimes out of time constraints, but also because of the competitive nature of the health-driven profession.
Sometimes the traumas are so dramatic, it takes its toll on you. And now the literature is really clear that you need to kind of recognize that toll, and it needs to be recharged somehow.
Dr. Tim Vega is Director of Health Management and Ambulatory Physician Services at OSF Healthcare. Vega is spearheading a separate initiative called Clinician Care that connects providers, including nurses and physicians assistants, to wellness workshops and counseling.
Part of this is a service to providers, but in reality, it's a service to patients to maximize the care that they are getting. If it's your family, if it's you, you want that provider to be fully attentive to what's going on for you. And that's what it's all about.
Part of this cultural shift playing out in medical schools and hospitals comes from mounting studies and awareness about the prevalence of physician burnout. And Dr. Vega thinks there's another force driving the change.
I think it was a generational thing, and the millennials saying there's more to life than driving a career and driving it you to death.
Which is at the heart of the mindfulness and compassion training being taught at the U of I College of Medicine this fall. The program aims to help people develop feelings of empathy and compassion toward themselves and others, in this case, physicians and their patients. Again, Bento Suarez says the hope is that doctors will harness those emotions to strengthen their desire to relieve their patients' pain and suffering.
It's about relating to it differently. You kind of embrace whatever happens and take that as an opportunity, not as a source of destruction.
And he's been caught in a windstorm of grief on two occasions. After his first wife died of cancer, he remarried. But for the second time, Suarez lost a wife to cancer. He says practices similar to those taught in cognitively based compassion training helped him work through his agony and transform it into what he calls an energy.
A motivator to guide me to do things that will help others who inevitably, it's just a matter of time, will face similar hardships.
Suarez says he thinks that will ultimately bring more healing to healthcare providers and patients alike. He's also working to bring CBCT to other sectors in Peoria, including schools. He says while pain is unavoidable, suffering doesn't have to be. I'm Cass Harrington.